Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody! Why is there no hockey tonight? What is this? I gotta wait for basketball, I gotta wait for hockey, I gotta wait for all this stuff. I don't know if Leroy's not potted up or if he's not muted, but I don't hear him.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now you sound good.
All right. The only thing that really annoys me is I understand during all of the other series, if you find a day because one team closes it out early and you have it all planned out to be opposite basketball, hockey, or whatever. But the finals and when these games are going to be played are decided before any playoffs start in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how we can forget about these sports because they don't play their games in a manner that keeps you engaged.
Just miss my cats, man. I just miss them so much. Right. They gave me so much happiness a couple days ago. And now
so
I'm like,
they fly all the way across the world and play the very next day.
Do we think, you know, we've always talked about for years Astron and the South Beach flu.
You think they incorporated it in the schedule?
I'm wondering, is there any shot Edmonton gets a little too loose with some days down here in South Florida? A little too much? Because I know the Cats, they're like Bane. They're born in the elbow room. Like, they know how to handle all of this. I don't know what the party scene is like in Edmonton, because one thing we haven't really touched on is how is Edmonton because hockey players can be a bit reckless, and who's to say that they're not out there in these streets just getting crazy, and if this is going to tilt to even more of a Cat's advantage.
You want me to tell you why? They ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they walk up on Astron.
Yeah.
Right. and Astron say, hey, he's the one that hurt our Bob.
He's like,
and
you!
Astron kicks their ass.
Astron's like, not my Bob. Not doing that to me.
Yes. Our Kachuk?
You think Darnell Nurse walks up on a honey and is like, hey, aren't you the guy that got your face beat in by Jonah Gadjevich?
Yes.
He goes, no, you should see the other guy. She goes, I did. He was smiling at you.
Yes. So I think it might have a very negative effect. However,
is Las Olas flu a thing? Is it a thing? We know that Anton Lindell's Mr. Las Olas.
Oh, but here's the other thing. There's some Canadians down here. You think they exported their own Astron?
Oh, I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
All bets are off, dude. I don't know.
They might have fans down here.
I don't know.
Right.
Well, you got to think, like, maybe Astron was looking at the NBA Finals, and they're like, ugh, Oklahoma City and Indiana, and they thought to themselves, Stanley Cup, new clientele.
I guess. I don't know. All I know is
Dade South says they sure
that if anybody's talking about this series and not starting off with the phrase, the Edmonton Oilers have been playing Bush League hockey.
Bush League, dude.
Then you haven't been watching hockey very much. What happened at the end of that game is a disgrace.
Oh, it really was. And I think the thing that's funny about it is it feels like everybody's still blaming the Panthers. They're like, well, what the Panthers do.
They're complaining.
I know. Like, the Panthers are like sitting here like, we just want a hockey. And you got them saying, well, they get away with everything. And what about the referees? And what they're not seeing? It's like, you guys sound like a bunch of babies.
We've seen this over and over again in the last 2 years. Especially when the Panthers beat you up, wear you down, and then instead of hockey, you want to fight.
Yep.
And what ends up happening is
big mistake.
You end up losing 5-1, 3-0, 6-1 because you couldn't concentrate on hockey and you wanted to go to the street stuff.
You lost your mind, dude. Dade South says that Fort Lauderdale has Ebola. That's a point. You're a rascal. That's a point, Dade South. Ebola. Well, I feel like Elbow Room even welcome? I don't see McDavid as a partier. I see McDavid as like hockey, and he just
Mr. Serious Hockey
he
Guy.
He goes and charges himself in a room, but like
Dreisaitl,
I can see like maybe he goes and parties. Bouchard, and I can see these guys going out there and partying.
Oh,
a little.
Kane is liquored up right now.
But I'm just wondering, like, does the elbow room even, like, do they have a do not serve the Oilers here? Like, are there rules? I don't know. Schmeathen says that the intangibles love them some Las Olas. I think I can't deny that. I can't remember the last time I went out on Las Olas. Brittany, are you Dave Broward? Like, have you partaken in Las Olas Boulevard anytime recently?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like a year or so, but I've partaken. I went to FAU like for 2 semesters, so I definitely partook in some Las Olas.
I feel like most of the kids are going to Atlantic now, even if you're in Palm Beach.
No, it was still, because I'm 25, so this was like 2018. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was still Las Olas more than Atlantic for sure.
Yeah, I can't even recall the last time that I went on Las Olas Boulevard. I do remember getting caught one time sneaking in when I was 18. And I was like, I tried to do the old dive under the tables and I got caught. Thankfully, the fraternity I was with, they knew the bouncer, so I was able to stick around for a little bit. But the guy was like, this was the move. Like, they were trying to sneak me in. This is a big move. Like, you always, if you know the bouncer, you can sneak in with a group of people. One time I snuck in a roundup with Brad Penny's entourage.
What is you? You've hung out in 17 spots in South Florida with Brad Penny.
Just roundup.
Okay, all right.
But I was just like, oh, that was great. That's save, because as a college kid, you save every dollar you can get. If I don't have to pay $20 to get into roundup,
Brad Penny. 18 plus?
Not for dudes. Like, you still have to pay. Yeah, yeah. When I say I snuck in Brittany, I snuck in without pay.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I snuck into to Roundup, and I snuck in with no cover.
Oh, you are right.
It is 18 plus to go honky tonking, but you have to pay. But if you're sneaking with Brad Penny, no pay. And Matt Kemp. He was on the Dodgers at the time. He wasn't even on the Marlins. He was making his return. But there was another move where I was trying to sneak into a bar in Los Angeles, and everybody was like, just be cool. I know the bouncer. Just stay with me. And my dumb ass was like, I'm going to sneak under the... Their border was just tables. Like, they didn't have velvet ropes. They just had, like, these rando tables to, like, block it off. And I decided, why don't I just dive under the tables? And, like, why did he do that? I went rogue. I went Leroy Jenkins. Schmeathan says, Tobin looks like American Social.
Oh, jeez.
Never been. Never been. Never been to American Social. But anyway, I was just wondering. I was like, I wonder if 2 days off for the Oilers is going to be detrimental to them, because this Knobloch seems like he's wound real tight. Knobloch looks like the type of guy, like his type of night of going crazy is just to like have a glass of wine by like the hotel fireplace, the fake fireplace, and read a book. Like that's what Chris Knobloch looks like he's up to. And he's like, all right, you boys be good. And as soon as he gets tuckered out, they all just go party their ass off.
Of course.
That's what he looks like, dude. He does. He just looks wound tight, Chris Knobloch. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. If anybody has boots on the ground and eyes on the Oilers on where they're partying, do tell. We're all for it. Marlins beat the Pirates yesterday 3-2. Sandman! He looked like Sandman!
Yeah!
6 shutout innings for the Sandman yesterday. Rubber all matches right. This afternoon. We got a little afternoon baseball at 12:30. And I'm going to throw a little chili pepper on it. Who knows that, baby? And a little something. Cal Quantrill's on the hill today, though. Got to be wary. He gives up some meatballs. And some NBA happens. We'll take a break because we got to laugh at a team that we love to laugh at. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program as NBA Finals resume tonight.
I mean, as exciting as the first game was.
Yep. This is to decide if it's going to be an exciting series, right?
Oh,
this is the stand.
If OKC wins by 30.
Yeah, it's going to feel over. It's going
to
feel
back
over.
Back to hockey.
It's back to hockey. Yeah, 100%. Which is kind of what I'm like. I don't care who wins tonight, but whoever wins tonight, win in 5, because I want to get to the offseason. Respectfully. Respectfully. All right. Respectfully. Now, I feel like only one team can, because I feel like if Indiana has a shot, this feels like it has to be like a go 7, things keep breaking their way, Halliburton does something amazing. Like, that feels like their only shot is to drag out this series. The only one who feels like they'll win it quick is, like, gentlemen, top hats and monocle style would be OKC.
Right.
But I want to see.
It's weird because very – well, I can't even say this, but I was thinking it. And I don't know it because now that I'm going through the champions. When was the last time we had a finals where one team wasn't a favorite and just won it? Because we go back to Boston, everybody thought Boston was going to win.
The last right? upset win?
Right. That's what I'm not even upset. But the fact of the matter of when people were picking it, you really didn't know.
I don't remember if in the Golden State series people were picking Boston, because I felt like everybody every year was picking Boston these last few
right.
years. Even with them having Steph, it felt like I don't know what the odds were going into that series. I'd have to look it up. But that, you know, it wasn't a massive upset.
That's the last one I can think of to where you didn't, because even when Cleveland played Golden State, right? They had won 73 games and just came back from 3-1. And when they came back from 3-1 against, I think, was it OKC?
Yes.
They came back from 3-1 against OKC, and they were like, oh, this is done. And then they went up 3-1. Right? So that's the last time I can think of where that series was over, everybody was like, whoa.
Yeah, that thought that when that series was going on, like, that was a foregone conclusion, because they had just won the year before, even though the Cleveland did get injured in that finals. To come back and then win 73 games, people
right.
were like, "Oh, that team's they're walking to the finals easily."
Right, and they showed. I remember watching on TV the other day, they showed the largest, odds. And we knew one of them was, remember, Detroit beat Kobe and Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
They were like minus 1,000.
According to, and I always am a little wary on, because Google's AI kind of sucks, but they say the opening odds for that finals was the Celtics as slight dogs.
Okay.
So not even them.
Right. So watching this and just watching all year, how now, if I'm a basketball player, I'm not looking at the West. I'm looking at the East and thinking the East got to be wide open.
The Suns-Bucks series, the Suns were favorites over Giannis. Minus
really?
165, yeah.
Wow. But that's a small favorite.
It's a small favorite. It's not a massive
right.
one. This one's a massive line.
Massive.
A massive, massive line. Let's make fun of the Knicks. The Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau today. They have now been denied their third head coaching interview. Today it was Jason Kidd. They have apparently reached out to Ime Udoka. They got denied by the Rockets. They reached out to Chris Finch, denied by the Timberwolves, and now have reached out to Jason Kidd, which wasn't a surprise. There was a lot of reports about that. And the Pacers says, and the Mavericks said, nah. Denied.
You know what's weird? Like, did we? Now I know he's a good coach, And I know that the players seem to really like Jason Kidd. But are we looking at Jason Kidd in a way that teams are going to give up assets to get him?
I mean, he's a good coach. He's definitely grown a lot after some early issues. He's coached a lot of stars, so he's got that cachet, I think. But I just think it's weird that they fired their coach. And, like, if you're going to do that, you had nobody? Like, your hope was just, everyone's going to say, yeah, you get our coach.
You know they ain't coming to get – they ain't going to even think about Chris Quinn. I think they want nothing to do with Miami.
No, I think if they were to call Miami, I feel like they're calling about Spo the way they're acting. Like, I feel like that's –
it's so New York organization. Because I'm going to say the Jets got caught up in this too. You're not looking for the hottest new thing. You're going to try to snatch somebody's coach. That's so New York.
Yeah.
Right? Who does that? Name another team that has fired their coach and their solution is, let's go get somebody else's coach. Let's not look for a new coach ourselves.
Yeah, it feels very New York, feels very Lakers, but, you know.
The Lakers haven't even done that. No.
Not recent. I mean, they got Podcast Boy recently. Darvin Ham wasn't.
They've always had like a coach that didn't have a job, right? I mean, even when the Bucks got Doc, he wasn't working. He wasn't coaching.
No, he wasn't coaching anymore. He was a free agent.
That's a level of arrogance in sports that I am not familiar with, where you say, oh, everybody wants to coach at the Mecca.
Well, yeah, and it's also one of these things like you didn't know already. Like, I would have felt like, right, if you're going to call and you're like, hey,
you're
going
to fire Tibbs, you got somebody.
Yeah, we got somebody like, hey, they said yes, they're going to give us permission. Or I mean, maybe they just asked Jason Kidd and they were like, hey, Jason, would you be interested? Will you make a stink? But, you know, it's like when you're a team, like, what do you – I think Jason Kidd was traded as a coach. I think they got, like, 2 second-round picks for him. I think it was
– when he went to
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn?
I think when he went from Milwaukee to Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah.
He was traded. But I don't know. I mean, like, to me, that's just, like, it's a crazy thing to go fire this guy who's a good coach. I get it. He wears thin on his players because of how much he plays them, but –
they love him. Nobody complains about Tibbs.
Well, unless he's a big fat liar, Jalen Brunson really went to bat for him after the season too.
Right.
So I don't know.
I just think that we sometimes take moments and make those moments the relationship. Right? Like we take, we see this coach yelling at a player. The players must hate him. And coaching is sometimes very abrasive. Like, I can honestly say that especially in football, if you haven't been yelled at, cussed at, you know, dressed down because you made a boneheaded play or did something that's out of your character on the football field, then your coach ain't coaching. Right? Like that's and what happens is you have more of a chance of losing a locker room if you're not consistent with that.
I think it's also interesting that they haven't apparently reached out to Michael Malone. Like, I would have figured that would have been a place you go because he won a title a couple of years ago, even with him being abrasive.
If they call Michael Malone, they should have just kept Tibbs.
I don't think he's as rigid as like, I'm going to play you a gazillion minutes, but he is ornery. He's a prickly dude. That's for sure.
Listen, at some point in your life, right, you're going to come across somebody that you have to do business with that you do not like, but he does a good job. He gets the work done on time and you deal with it, right? It's no different than a company that deals with a Karen, male or female, but they pay on time, even though they're difficult throughout the whole process. That's life. That's the way it goes. So for I don't know what the problem is with Tip. And here's the funny thing about it. Everybody tried to justify it by saying, this is far as Tips can get them. They need somebody to get over the hump. So you go hire a coach that hasn't gotten that far?
It's
right? It seems weird.
Yeah. I mean, all those guys have been in the conference finals or finals, but
nobody's won it except
nobody's
for
won.
Malone.
Nobody's won it out of that group, no.
Not right. As, no. So while you say you're firing a coach and hiring a coach because the next coach can get you over the hump, you actually have no proof that he can other than Mike Malone.
Do you think they even call the Heat? Like, do they even bother?
No, they don't. Dude, it's the Knicks and the Heat. Let me ask you a question. If you knew one of the best coaches in football was coaching on the Jets right now, would you go grab him as a Dolphins fan?
I don't know if I get the example. So you're just saying because of rivalry?
Yeah. Or wait. You gonna call Pat Riley and ask Pat Riley? Can you talk to a coach?
I'd love to see if that happens though. Just to see if they can
Right.
I know the Heat leaked nothing. I would love them to leak if they ask permission. I would love to know.
But you understand that, like, yeah, that's a tough thing right there.
Like, well, I mean,
listen, there's no greater petty than petty with money.
Oh yeah.
Rich petty, they can take it to the grave.
I'd just love to know if that happened. That would be such a funny thing to see. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Stanley Cup Final resumes tomorrow night. Panthers and Oilers get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink. Oh!
Your Florida Panthers.
Cats will have a practice today and gear up. Chris Knobloch saying some lineup changes could be happening for his squad. Good luck, dude. Shuffle the deck however you want. Go up there and do what you want, man. It's fine. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. The next piece is when they blame Skinner. I'm sorry, Skinner. That's what's going to happen next. It's not even your fault, dude. That's what that's going to be their next rats off a shipment. Seeing these Oilers fighting each other at their watch parties, Leroy. Oh, my God.
That's what happens.
The Cats have completely broken these people.
Yep.
And when you're fighting each other, I mean, you fight other fans. That's one thing. You fight each other, that's a whole nother. But I couldn't, like, imagine spending your night. Because they stopped showing that stupid crowd. They showed them one time after that goal. How can we never get any sad shots, TNT? Do tell. Don't be afraid to give us a crowd shot after the Cats go up 6-1 and I could go. Oh, there's probably nobody there, right? They didn't want to show that. Don't be afraid. I would love to see what the crowd looks like. One of my favorite things in college football, I love. College football is the king of this, of showing the sad fan in the crowd. Oh, you show me a sad fan with some colors painted, like if they deck themselves out and they have themselves just sad looking all depressed because their college football team stinks. Wow. That is one of the top-notch things in sports.
My favorite are the tears.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I mean, I'm a huge college football fan, but why are we crying? Why are we crying?
I like the one guy at FSU who reads the book. That's my favorite.
That's always a good one.
He's in the upper deck. He just sits there reading books. That's when you know he's disgusted. He stops watching the Seminoles and he just starts reading books.
one of my favorite like sad shot sequences was the Florida and UM game last year. Ooh, there were some good sad shots.
That was top notch.
I know this sounds terrible.
Hmm?
The sad kids who really don't really understand why they sad, but it just seems like the right thing to be because they want to be ultimate fan, so they start boohooing.
That was my son this year when I took him to Heat Jazz and they lost by 36.
Oh, was he? So I picture at some point Tommy's going to be the kid, the hockey kid, right? Just yelling outside of the stadium.
I don't know.
Who's going to stop Bob?
It's possible. We went to the one game we went to this year. We went to Cats, Utah, and they won in overtime. And I think that was Brad Marchand's first game. He had the setup to Bennett. Dude, he was, I mean, he loves the Cats after that. That was... They put out such a better first impression than the Heat. I was ready to sit here, and I still think I've done a good job because he'll still fight his friends, and his friends will talk about goats, and one's talking about Will Chamberlain. I'm like, what? You're a child, and he just
Will Chamberlain's not even famous for basketball.
Well, that's, you know,
I'm not sure they know all about that, Leroy.
We're trying to keep them wholesome. They are 9. Dave South says, you see the little girl that said she loves the fights? I did see that. Yeah, Clay Ferrar from Local 10. He's like, and what do you like, little Sophia? The fights. Yeah, that's a good parent.
That wasn't even fighting, though. Like, see, here's the problem that I have with certain sports. There are things that are necessary to happen on the ice or on the field or whatever that have to happen to keep things in order. But the people watching don't always understand it. And what they pull from it, right, is not what is actually going on. So when you see the fights, they go, oh, I love the fights. That's not hockey fights. That was one team giving a full display of bad sportsmanship, of just unsportsmanlike behavior. And so that's what gets lost in this. Like, there's certain times where, you know what? You got to be able to hold your ground. You got to be able, if somebody's being aggressive, you got to apply that aggression. You got to apply that aggression right back so you don't get pushed around, right? But then there's what happened the other night, and where the team's getting their asses kicked, and their solution and their comeback is fighting. And that's hard to separate when you're a kid. And so you say, yeah, you love the hockey fights. That wasn't hockey fights, right? We've seen hockey fights. That was just, we lost, we're fighting.
Yeah, because you typically, as the rounds go on, you don't even see that much action. We've
seen
they
don't fight as much. They just grab each other and shake because nobody wants to give an advantage.
No, but we definitely have seen, as these series have gone, one thing that, like, it feels like as these series go on, and this goes back to Tampa where they tried to cheap shot Barkey. This goes to what happened with Sam Bennett against Toronto, to even the early games against Carolina, is they're all trying to make their impact to show that they're not going to be pushed around. And I think that this is the thing that the Cats are showing, because they've been on the other end of it where they were the finesse team. And like, this is a thing that's been hardened about them for the last few years. And I just think you got to be who you are. And I think the thing with the Cats that is missed upon all the bitching and moaning people do about, oh, they play on the line or the state tax and all that, like, you guys are missing, like, they have built this identity over years. This isn't something that they just roll out of the game with.
Over getting abused.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they won the President's Cup, like, every game was a dogfight because everybody was coming in there saying, we're just going to push them around.
Yeah, it was a track meet.
Right.
And then what the thing that's been beautiful about what Bill Zito has done is, as they've gone along and they've had opportunity to add guys, they just add the perfect guys. So Seth Jones and Brad Marchand are just fitting in seamlessly. And even when you lose Montour and Ekman Larson, like, Mikula steps up. Gadjevich, who wasn't even on the run last year, you know, basically was scratched all the time, has stepped up. Like, I just think that that's been a beautiful thing. We've seen the development of Etu Lohistoranen and how good he's been. I mean, like, he's always been
crazy. Gadjevich sounds like hockey.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hockey player or MMA fighter, right? Like, there's no in between. He's not going to be in the office, right?
No,
I'm most impressed by. I'm most impressed by, as physical as they play, when the other team tries to, you know, be physical back, how the Panthers all maintain poise, right? They all maintain poise. They start smiling. They go, we do this every day. You're a visitor to this type of game. And for the Edmonton coach to say, we're physical. No, you're not.
No.
You're not physical. You skate fast. You have skilled skaters that don't like getting busted in the mouth.
Tier says, Dr. Gadjevich, you're needed in the ER. See, like, I feel now I think...
he's coming in. He's going to the operating room with a chainsaw, right?
I feel like Dr. Gadjevich walks in there and he goes, he looks at you and he goes, your limb is like falling off. He's like, you'll be all right.
I can fix that.
Just rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. You're good. There's a maniac. I mean, like, he was like sitting there. He's like a child. He's like taunting them like a legitimate schoolyard bully after what happened in that game. It was hilarious.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, I was watching MMA.
Oh.
On Saturday. And one of the guys' nickname was the Polar Bear.
Oh, Spivak.
Yeah, yeah.
Sergey Spivak.
Who ended up winning that fight. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's hit or miss with heavyweights sometimes.
Because, look, they start off throwing haymakers. And then in the middle of, like, the second round, they're like, nobody's got knocked out yet?
Yep.
Yikes. And then they just hug.
That's why I love this dirty boxing that I'm doing this weekend. You want to know why? They've perfected 3-minute rounds. The big boys can go.
You can just go in there. You can go in there like Olympic boxing and just wail.
No feel outs whatsoever. It's going to be boom, 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 boom. Like it's that. So these big guys can just go in there and just land, haymaker after haymaker. It's like, all right, whew, get a little blow, and now they not cocaine. They get a little breath. And just so we know, it isn't Coral Gables. I just want to be clear. And then we can get right back out there and do it again. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun scene. But yeah, man, I think this is, I get it. This was a super closely contested series. The first two games, Cats put a whooping on them, but they could really change the tone tomorrow. And, like, I feel like if they beat them down one more time, like, I know that they came back to make it a game seven last year. But I've also seen this Cats' ability to adjust in a series. And
right.
I just feel like they could really put the death grip on this thing tomorrow.
Here's what the problem is. And the Panthers have gotten to the place of Golden State. Got to the place of the Heat that you watch them and you go, oh my goodness, they're awesome and they're the better team. But you always look for what the other team can do to beat them. You don't look at they're just dominating and beating you in every way possible. And we do this when teams are in that moment for a long period of time, right? We consistently do it that, you know, what do we do it with? We did it with Kansas City, right? Kansas City, always in the Super Bowl. We're not until something happens. And Philly beat the brakes off of them. But we don't do that with the Panthers. We don't give them their flowers and say, hey, until I see somebody beat them at their game, I'm going with the Panthers. Nobody does that.
Right. It's a crazy thing. Like, even back to...
It's crazy. They earned it.
Like, back to the first round, like, the majority of the experts picked the Lightning. And I was like,
Lightning.
Why?
And then let's go to the next round.
The Leafs.
Oh, Carolina. Woo! Right?
Yeah, because Carolina's like, oh, they had... It's like, yeah, their bracket was easier. Like, I don't know. Like, the Panthers played in the best division all year.
Right.
Stunt Steve says that Dr. Gadgets definitely harvests organs. What does that mean? That means like he has an organ in like one of those styrofoam coolers?
Yes. He's like, hey, your arm's broken, but we're going to go ahead on and take one of your kidneys. That'll make you feel better.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.